from Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios back after quite a few years is Noah Gunderson. Hello.
Hello.
It's good to see you again.
It's nice to see you too.
Quite a bit has changed.
Yep. I think I've gotten probably, there's a lot more lines on my face I've been noticing, which are very weird.
There's a lot more ink?
There's a little more ink, yeah. There's more stuff, a little more grease, yeah.
The newest record is called White Noise, out on Cooking Vinyl. NoahGundersonMusic.com is the place to go for information. Abby is still with you. Yeah, she was here in the studio a few years ago, and she is still a part of the band.
She has, yeah, which is amazing because she's had to put up with a lot of crap over the years. but yeah, she got married this last year, and yeah, I'm very fortunate. I get to tour with my family. My little brother's been playing in the band too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I mean, he's not so little. I call him little brother, but he's bigger than me. But yeah, we've all just been out there on the road for this last month, and we're almost done with this first leg of the tour.
Is it getting harder to keep the group together with Abby getting older and getting married and having a different life, or does it still work out pretty well?
It still works out pretty well. You know, I just try to take it one tour at a time, but her and I have worked out a pretty good working relationship over the years, and she keeps me grounded.
Yeah. You have collaborated with a ton of people at this point already. Mm. Is there something that feels different? Like, is there a different pocket when you're with your sister?
Yeah. It's almost like I just don't have to think about it at all.
Yeah.
I think it's really comfortable. We speak the same musical language and are able to communicate ideas pretty intuitively. You know, we know each other's voices. Like, I know her musical voice pretty well. And, but you know, we've both grown and changed as people, and it's fun to be able to be on that journey together.
You know, pretty early on for you, you had a couple of songs placed on TV. That had to have played a pretty significant role in helping you get over the hump from being a construction guy that makes music or a tanning salon guy that makes music into full-time musician.
Yeah.
Did you know that those things were kind of underway early on, or were they complete surprises to you?
They were surprises to me. Yeah. And it was what allowed me to quit my day job. And I'm very grateful for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is kind of funny being like associated with that, you know, while being grateful for it, it's like, you know, you get asked sometimes in interviews, like about, you know, a specific show or whatever. And I'm like, you know, I had nothing to do with the show. Like, it's awesome that they wanted me on their thing. But at the same time, you know, some of these shows have fan bases that are really devoted. And once you're in their world, you're their fan for life, which is great.
Well, the new record is a bit of a departure from the previous releases. We'll talk about that in just a bit. It's called White Noise. Noah Gunderson is my guest live today here on JPR. What do you want to play first for us?
I'm going to play a song called Bad Desire. Woman, I can't please you. I will only leave you. Sure as a night follows day. If you start to wonder if your spell I'm under, honey should run the other way. Hold on, I'm coming home. You're giving me a bad desire, giving me a burning fire in my bones. And I want to see you tonight, one last time. And go home and turn off lights and leave you alone. Leave you alone. Woman, I got nothing to give you and something. else is always on my mind. Little love drug needle, you always make me feel like for a minute nothing here is wrong. Now hold on, I'm coming home. You're giving me a bad desire, giving me a burning fire in my bones. And I wanna see you tonight one last time, and go home and turn off the lights and leave you alone. Leave you alone. Oh, yeah.
That is Bad Desire. It's Noah Gunderson live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. Music from his new record called White Noise. And if I might say, it's one of the tunes that harkens back to the earlier sound. But there is quite a bit of this record that does not. And you have definitely gone in a new direction. Yeah. After Ledges, Carry the Ghost, I gather you weren't real happy chasing that acoustic singer-songwriter brass ring any longer.
Right. Yeah. It just didn't really feel like me anymore.
Were there pressures, external pressures on you to keep doing that or to find the next little, you know, little niche?
Not so much. It was mostly internal. There was just the creative drive to express my true self as I had changed and evolved into a different person, you know? Because a lot of those songs I wrote for those earlier records, I was like, you know, very early on in my 20s and in a pretty different place. And my tastes were different and sensibilities were different. And so reaching the mid to later 20s, I just couldn't, I didn't recognize that person anymore. I didn't recognize those songs anymore. So,
I mean, there does seem to be a progression of songs that are about you and your feelings and your world versus you and your place in the world.
Yeah, exactly. And that was a place I'd come to where the hyper confessional thing, I just feel like I'd hit this, my own personal ceiling with it. Like it wasn't something that I was interested in doing. I mean, everything I write will always be from some kind of personal lens, but, there's just a lot going on in the world, you know, and a lot of feelings about that. And, I didn't want to write topical music by any means, but, I feel like I could feel this energy happening in my community and in people around me, and this, you know, fear and uncertainty and anxiety and all these things. And I wanted to be able to say something about it from my own lens.
Yeah. So not only were you looking for a different style of songwriting, but a different sound. I mean, this is a full band. There are moments of absolute rock on this record.
Yeah.
What led you to that sound? Was it the people that you were working with and socializing with at the time, or was that something that was really driven by you?
Well, I've always been a rock guy. Like, I think I just got into writing singer-songwriter music because it was just all I, you know, I had an acoustic guitar and no friends, and I sat in my bedroom and wrote songs. You know, if I had had more friends, I would have probably been in a rock band earlier. I mean, I grew up listening to loud music and rock music, and so that's always been a big part of me. And this time, I felt like I finally had the tools to make that happen.
I'm going to let that quote sit in for just a minute. Like, I had an acoustic guitar and no friends.
Yeah, it's a great motivator not having friends.
Also in the interim, between when you were last here and now, you had an opportunity to exercise that rock side of you in a side project.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Young in the City, which was, what, high school buddies?
Yeah, some guys I was in like this post-hardcore band with in high school in Centralia. We had this crummy band, and I had some time off like two summers ago. And one of the guys said we should all get back together and try to like play the songs. And I was like, okay, I mean, I don't have anything else to do. So we tried, and the song was, they were terrible songs. And so we just like started writing new songs, and that kind of became a thing. And actually I think that definitely helped make me more comfortable on stage, like playing electric guitar, you know, and writing rock songs and taking myself a little less seriously too. And so that did help inform, I think, White Noise in some way.
There was an EP that resulted from that, and a small tour. You actually came through here.
Yeah,
and
we did.
Played a show with Young in the City.
We got accosted by a band of minstrels as we were loading out of the venue.
Not surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah, not surprising. It took about a year, I guess, to make this new record, White Noise. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I came across that I found interesting that kind of got you energized again to make music was a record that Chris Porterfield sent you.
Yeah.
From Field Report.
Yep. Yeah, Chris sent me, I mean, there was a couple records along the way that were, you know, I imagine the record making process being like a boat, you know, without any paddles. and we're just like, there's just people coming along the way that help push the boat further on down the stream. And Chris's record was totally one of those. I just remember, you know, we were about half or three quarters of the way through making White Noise, and you hit a lot of lulls and you get like frustrated and you've listened to the same song a zillion times and nitpicking over little things. And then Chris's record came out and it was just like a breath of fresh air. I mean, it hasn't actually come out yet, but he sent it to me. And I was just so inspired by his work. And that record, I think, is coming out sometime next year.
Does that stuff help for you to listen to other people's work, either because it makes you want to try to emulate in a way, or just because it turns on a creative part of your brain that's sort of dormant at that moment?
Yeah, and it's not necessarily something I seek out. It's just fortuitous when it happens. Mm. Like that new Bon Iver record came out while we were making this record as well. And so, you know, some of it is like, that's a cool idea. We should try our version of that idea. Not to say we're ripping anyone off, but just that is the progression of how art is made, is that we're all drawing inspiration from this heritage that we all have that's ongoing and evolving. When those records came out, it's just like more juice in the tank to be inspired by what other people are doing, to have that like healthy sense of competition where like, okay, my friend made this awesome record, I gotta do just as good as him, if not better.
Well, we wouldn't be where we are today and have folks like you if people who played blues and people who played folk music didn't come together.
Absolutely.
Right? Will you play us another tune?
Yeah, absolutely.
Noah Gunderson is my guest live today here on JPR. His new record is called White Noise. All right, what's next?
This is a song called Number One Hit of the Summer. Is this the good life you were imagining? Tied up and tired of everything. Overreacting, everyone's laughing. Totally distracted, just one of the masses. Cut up to pieces. Ooh. deer in the headlights, frozen in the street, head above the water, still swimming upstream. Fade in and fade out, a car crash. We can't look now, but everybody's watching you drown. So fade out. All of the bodies up against the line, coming over one at a time. The only way out, this damn land. Number one hit of the summer. You can go yourself. Fade in and fade out, a car crash. We can't look now at everybody's watching. So fade out, fade out, fade out.
That is Noah Gunderson live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. It's music from his new record called White Noise, out on Cooking Vinyl. NoahGundersonMusic.com is the web address. Well, at this point, you've made the rock record, you've made the singer-songwriter record. Do you have any desire for there to be a descriptor before musician when people talk and think about you? Like, do you want to be a rock musician or a folk musician or anything? Is there any word there that fits for you at this point?
I don't know, and I'm...
Successful?
yeah. Rich. you know, it's people like to be able to put things in boxes.
Yeah.
It makes it easier for the PR team if they can pitch you to specific outlets. But I do take a sort of a sense of pride in not being able to be put in a box, as frustrating as it can be with press sometimes. I just love music, and I like a lot of different kinds of music. And this last year has been a really creative time, and I feel like I'm just stepping into a new chapter of creativity, and I have a bunch of different side projects I'm working on. And so when people ask me what kind of music I make, and if there's like a Lyft driver or something who asks, like, I usually just default to singer-songwriter just because it's easier than trying to explain it. But yeah. Someone on a plane asked me, and I told him I make soul music.
Well, Abby's got her own thing going on. Yeah. She makes this beautiful orchestrated instrumental stuff. Yeah. You have talked, I don't know how seriously, about doing like an ambient record and all sorts of stuff. Are those real thoughts and projects?
They're actually real things that are actually in the works.
No kidding.
Yeah. There's obviously Young in the City. We're doing more stuff. I'm working on this project called Viscous with a friend that's a lot of kind of electronic stuff that I've dabbled in over the years. We've been compiling into a full thing, so I'll be working on that in December. And then I've got another project with some friends that's going to be coming out sometime next year. And I'm just trying to fill my time with making things as much as I can.
Well, speaking of that, another side of life of yours that has evolved since you were last here is producing records. Mm-hmm. And you actually produced the record of a guy who was just here, David Ramirez.
Yeah, yeah.
What does producing do for you that making music yourself doesn't?
It teaches me something. I mean, it teaches me how to have perspective on the big picture. I like to help my friends make the best version of themselves that they can, you know. And I was really proud of the record we did with David, because up to that point, he'd made a lot of kind of clean Nashville-sounding singer-songwriter records, and he's like a dirty, greasy guy. so it was fun to try to explore that side of him in the studio and just make something raw.
It turned out beautifully.
Thanks.
I mean, yeah. Really, really solid record.
Good.
Speaking of White Noise, before I let you go, tell me a little bit about what is behind this title. Obviously, White Noise is distraction. It's just background noise,
yeah.
Sensory overload. Of course, as your world has continued to grow and expand, I could imagine the demands on your time are coming from all different directions.
Yeah.
Is it a reflection of how life is for you now, or?
Well, it was a few things. Ultimately, it was you know, just feeling like there's all this information all the time. Everything all the time is one of the lines in the record, and just feeling like we're just drowning in all this content, you know, and like what that means for our identity as people when we're so constantly influenced and pushed and pulled by data and information and all this stuff. And then there's Don DeLillo's book, White Noise, which is a lot about mortality, and kind of some of the absurdity of existence. So that was an influence on it as well.
You're kind of preaching to the choir when you're talking to a radio person.
I know. Well, it's kind of funny, like doing press on this record. Like, you know, I feel like I'm just contributing to the noise, but it's a part of the, you know, it's a part of the thing. And I appreciate you having me in.
Yeah. Well, we love having opportunities to get to know a little bit more about the people behind the songs that we play. So
yeah,
it's great to see you again.
You too.
Thanks for coming by.
Yeah.
Noah Gunderson is my guest today, live here on Jefferson Public Radio. His new record just out on Cooking Vinyl is called White Noise. And you've got one more tune that we're not really able to play on the radio so much from the record that you're going to do live for us. If I might make a request for future records, you know, keep them radio friendly.
Well, there is a radio edit of this song.
Right. You're going to wrap up with which tune?
This is called The Sound. Nothing ever comes like it did when you were in it. Just a memory of a kid, just a washed out finish. Just a pain in the ass, Johnny Cash middle finger. No shooting up drugs, no quitter is a winner. Nothing ever comes like it did when you were. Keeping nothing for yourself like a washed out finish. Now you're passing your people like a ship in the night, and looking to every stranger for a fight. Nothing ever comes if you call it. Choking like a dog on a collar. Open up your mouth if you want it. And listen for the sound, the sound, the sound is coming down. Hoping that you like how you're living. Relying on the kindness of strangers, you will be forgiven. How many times will you piss on what you give? how many times do you shut up and listen? No. Nothing ever comes if you call it. Choking like a dog on a collar. Open up your mouth if you want it. And listen for the sound, the sound, the sound is coming. Nothing ever comes if you call it. Choking like a dog on a collar. Open up your mouth if you want it. And listen for the sound, the sound, the sound, the sound is coming down.
That is The Sound. It's Noah Gunderson live here in the JPR studios, a tune from his new record called White Noise. Information is at noahgundersonmusic.com. Let's try not to make it 4 years before you come back again and see us.
For sure.
Thanks for coming by, man.
Thank you. Thanks.
Open Air continues right after this.